Imagine opening your eyes on a school bus with absolutely no memory of who you are. This is Jason Grace's jarring reality as he finds himself holding hands with Piper, a beautiful girl claiming to be his girlfriend, while their hyperactive friend Leo insists they're best friends at the wilderness school for troubled teens. When storm spirits attack during their field trip to the Grand Canyon, Jason discovers abilities he didn't know he possessed, controlling air currents and transforming a gold coin into a sword. Their coach Hedge reveals himself as a satyr protector before being captured in the attack. Rescue arrives via flying chariot piloted by Annabeth and Butch from Camp Half-Blood. Annabeth seems disappointed, having hoped to find her missing boyfriend Percy Jackson instead. The newcomers learn they're demigods, children of Greek gods and mortal parents, and are whisked away to safety. Jason's amnesia isn't just a convenient plot device. It's a powerful metaphor for the universal experience of trying to figure out your identity. Haven't we all felt dropped into situations where everyone seems to know the rules except us? His journey resonates because it amplifies that common feeling of questioning whether we truly belong in the spaces we occupy. At Camp Half-Blood, a sanctuary hidden from mortals with weather-controlled grounds and 20 cabins representing Greek gods, our heroes discover their divine heritage. Leo is claimed by Hephaestus, god of blacksmiths and fire, while Piper learns she's Aphrodite's daughter. Jason's parentage remains mysterious, though his knowledge of Roman god names and SPQR tattoo raise questions. Piper faces the crushing revelation that her memories of dating Jason were false, implanted by the mist that shields mortals from magic. While processing this heartbreak, she receives a vision from the imprisoned goddess Hera requesting help. Meanwhile, Leo discovers his ability to summon flames, a rare power he's hidden since childhood. The camp functions as a social microcosm, with each cabin representing different values and temperaments. Piper's false memories raise profound questions. When we discover a belief was untrue, do a relationship's origins matter more than what it becomes? When Rachel Elizabeth Dare delivers a prophecy about freeing Hera, Jason is chosen to lead a quest with Leo and Piper. They must rescue Hera before the winter solstice, just 4 days away. The prophecy contains ominous lines linked to a great prophecy about 7 demigods who will determine the world's fate. Chiron seems to recognize Jason, but warns his presence could be disastrous. Jason later experiences a vision of a misty woman who reveals herself as Hera/Juno in her Roman aspect. Leo ventures into the Forbidden Woods to repair Festus, the camp's bronze dragon. Using his fire abilities, he tames the automaton and discovers a hidden bunker filled with ancient blueprints. With Festus's transportation, the trio sets off to find Boreas, the North Wind god. The quest intertwines cosmic stakes with personal journeys, forcing each character to confront their deepest fears: Leo's guilt, Piper's conflicted identity, and Jason's missing memories. In Quebec, they meet Boreas and his children, including the treacherous snow goddess Kione. When Jason's Roman tattoo is revealed, Boreas transforms into Aqualon, mentions Hera's dangerous game, and directs them to Chicago. After crash landing in Detroit, they escape Cyclopes before encountering Medea at her department store. Her charm speak nearly forces Jason and Leo to kill each other, until Piper breaks the spell. Medea admits targeting both Piper's father and Leo's mother before they escape with Coach Hedge and the storm spirits. In Nebraska, they face gold-obsessed King Midas and later werewolves led by King Lycaon before the Hunters of Artemis rescue them. Their leader, Thalia Grace, Jason's sister, triggers memories of their childhood with an unstable mother who claimed Hera had taken Jason. These encounters blend classical mythology with modern settings. Each confrontation tests our heroes differently, strengthening them physically, mentally, and emotionally as they face each challenge. The hero's journey to Mount Diablo to rescue Piper's father, movie star Tristan McClain, from the giant Enceladus, who offers Piper a terrible choice: betray her friends or lose her father. She refuses to sacrifice anyone. During battle, Leo operates construction equipment against six-armed ogres while Jason confronts Enceladus, ultimately leaping onto the giant's back, channeling lightning, and sending him into a chasm. Though rescued, Tristan's mind is shattered by trauma. Piper makes the difficult choice to give her father Aphrodite's memory-erasing potion, sparing him knowledge of gods and monsters while she continues the quest. Jason's visions reveal Hera imprisoned in the Wolf House, where Porphyrion, the giant king, is being reborn using her power. This section explores different kinds of sacrifice, not just physical courage in battle, but emotional sacrifices for loved ones. Piper's decision represents love, prioritizing her father's well-being over shared truth, questioning when forgetting might be more merciful than remembering. At the Wolf House, Thalia and her hunters battle constantly reforming monsters. Inside, Hera is imprisoned in one spire, while giant King Porphyrion awakens in another. Kyone reveals she orchestrated everything, tricking Hera, closing Olympus, and plotting war between Greek and Roman demigods. During battle, each hero reaches their potential. Jason tames a storm spirit horse named Tempest, Leo confronts Kyone with fire powers, and Piper uses charm speak to free Hera. Meanwhile, Porphyrion fully emerges, a skyscraper-tall giant with weapon-braided green hair and blank white eyes. When freed, Hera transforms into her divine form, forcing Porphyrion's retreat and destroying all monsters. Jason nearly dies from exposure but survives. Hera reveals Jason's Roman origin, given to her as payment for Zeus's affair with his mother and left at the Wolf House to train with Lupa, who prepares Roman demigods. This battle unites the book's themes. The Wolf House represents the threshold between Greek and Roman worlds where Jason reclaims his identity. Hera's imprisonment and release symbolize the disruption and restoration of cosmic balance. Returning to Camp Half-Blood, the heroes learn Percy Jackson is at the Roman camp with erased memories, Hera's plan to unite both groups against Gaia. Leo discovers blueprints in Bunker 9 for the Argo II, a flying ship to reach the Roman camp. Chiron reveals that Greek and Roman demigods fought during the American Civil War, prompting the gods to separate them and erase their mutual memories. Our heroes are among seven demigods prophesied to sail to Greece and confront the giants. Piper challenges Drew for Aphrodite cabin leadership, committing to honor true love over appearances. Despite Jason's warning about troubling memories, she remains hopeful about their relationship. When Juno explains Jason's role in uniting the heroes of Olympus, he feels less alone despite his fears. The lost hero explores self-definition when memories and reality are questioned. Each protagonist overcomes identity challenges while discovering that heroism emerges through cooperation, not individual glory. Our strength lies in who we become together.